It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Hello, folks. It's your old buddy, Luke Clayton. It is once again time for us to enjoy about 15 minutes and talk about the outdoors. This program is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club. The website is biggame.org, and also made possible by Brute Outdoors, home of the Brute Box Cooler. The website there is bruteoutdoors.com, and the phone number is 855-BRUTE-55. You know, folks, wild hogs have got to be a huge problem. They're way overpopulated, and if you own ranch land or a farm, you know the damage they do. But for guys like me that don't have big tracts of land, and probably for many of you, they're also lots of fun to hunt. Very challenging game animal to hunt. I use a bow mostly when I hunt them. I have a Darton bow, a 3900 that's just tailor-made for shooting hogs. But there's a wild hog roundup coming up that's later this week. It's actually on January the 25th, 26th, and 27th. It's called Harry's Wild Hog Roundup. I believe this is the fifth year for Harry's Wild Hog Roundup up here in Northeast Texas, and it's put on each year by Jesse Worley, who lives in Lone Oak. Jesse's a veteran hog hunter from way back, and it's a passion for him rounding up these hogs. He uses a lot of night vision when he hunts them. But we were fortunate to catch Jesse. This is for sure his busiest week of the year organizing Harry's Wild Hog Roundup. And as a matter of fact, folks, we do have Jesse with us right now on the line. Jesse, thanks for taking a little of your time to be with us. I know this is probably one of the busiest weeks of your year getting ready for Harry's Wild Hog Roundup, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, the thing is, up here in Northeast Texas, and that's where our folks are listed to us all over the northeast part of the state right now, KETR. The tournament that you have coming up, it's called Harry's Wild Hog Roundup. It is going to be the end of this week, the 25th, the 26th, and the 27th, right?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Okay. Well, give us an idea first, if you would, Jesse, about how the tournament's going to work. People are going to be able to enter. It's a heavy hog hog hunting tournament, correct?
Yes, whoever kills the heaviest pig, it'll also pay in first, second, third place, and it's all going to be free range hogs, no high fence. Try to keep everybody honest. It's just for having fun, and you know, hope we don't get no cheaters this year.
Well, I do too. And the thing about it, Jesse, the hog population for people that have ranch land or farmland, I mean, they do a tremendous amount of damage. Now, people like me that love to hunt them, and probably you too, I put them to my advantage. I like to hunt hogs year-round. I'll hunt them, and I like to eat them. I like to butcher them and put them in the freezer and barbecue them and make sausage, and I even cure ham, you know, cure the back straps and smoke it, just like the old-timers used to do. So Harry's Wild Hog Roundup, this is the fifth year, I think you told me.
Yes, sir. Fifth year.
Fifth year. It serves a purpose because it removes some of these hogs, the feral hogs, out of Northeast Texas, but yet it also capitalizes on the sporting side of hunting. I mean, it's hunting, and people can hunt, I'm going to assume, night or day, right?
Yes, sir. Night or day.
Yeah. Well, something else that you know a lot about that I think our listeners would be interested in, Jesse, is night hunting with the night vision. Now, I had a night scope. It was made in San Francisco is where they were made. I forget the brand, ATV or something like that. But it was a first generation. And I killed a couple of hogs at night using that. But the truth is, it was Vietnam era stuff, and it's still available. But they cost about $450, something like that. You couldn't see a hog past about 30 yards. But what you've got now is, I'm going to assume it's probably third generation or better, right?
Yeah. It also depends on how much money you want to spend.
That's a key factor. Well, tell us how it works. I mean, do you have a rifle set up with a night vision scope, or do you put this on any scoped rifle?
No, I've got three night vision scopes.
Uh-huh.
And I also have three night vision binoculars that we ride around to find the pigs with.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, do you, just say for instance, do these scopes mount just like a, say you've got
a regular scope on a rifle, that's how they mount.
Okay. Yeah. So you'd have to, you've, in other words, you've got rifles set up with these scopes on them and you've got them sighted in, right?
Right.
Well, I was a little confused. I was thinking that you could.
But also, these scopes are for daytime and nighttime. They swap out in 2 seconds.
I'm with you. Well, I was a little confused on the scopes because, you know, you had mentioned to me in a private conversation we had that, you know, you could use them with any rifle, but I guess what you're getting at, you'd have to take the scope off of a particular rifle and put these on it, right?
No. Once you put that scope on that rifle, you can use it for anything. They are not.
But it's,
take the scope off.
I'm with you, but it's not made to use in conjunction with another scope. In other words, you have to, okay. That's where I was a little bit tricked up when we were talking. I was thinking, you'd mentioned you could use any rifle, but you would have to take the scope off of a rifle and mount the night scope to it.
Yes.
I'm with you. Well, tell us how it unfolds. You get out there first with your binoculars,
We just ride around and we find them in the fields. They'll shine like black dots and get out and walk right up on them.
Do you try to get downwind? I'm sure you do.
Yeah, that's the main thing. Get downwind of them because once they smell you, they'll tell on you and they're gone.
They're gone. That's true.
Yeah.
Well, what kind of range, Jesse, before you take your shot? Does that vary? I guess it would vary. But
the closest we can get, the more we can get.
Yes.
If we can get within 60 yards of them, we got a chance of killing 15 to 20 within 15 seconds.
It happens quick. Well, yes. Just say, for instance, I'm going to get with Jesse here, and a lot of you locally up there read the Greenville Herald banner. I'm going to do an article and go into some details about how Jesse hunts these hogs with night vision. But also, this same article runs in about 34 papers across the state. Terrell is Tribune. That's another close one. But I think a lot of people would really be interested in seeing how these hunts unfold. Say you spot some hogs, Jesse, out in a hay meadow tearing it up. And you decide these are the ones you want to shoot them. Well, get downwind and get as close as you can without spooking them. Now, I'm going to assume you get set up. Say you've got, in our case, it'd probably be me and you and my 15-year-old grandson, who's a pretty good shot in the daytime. Now, would you get your bipods and get set up and get sighted in first?
Yeah, just pick out which one you want to take out first and let them have it.
Okay. And then you also will have an auto, I guess. Maybe I think you said a 308.
Yeah, then that gets them all of them while they're running.
Yeah, so under a perfect scenario, it is a good way to eradicate wild hogs. You should be able to get two bang bang, you know, from
first battle, first rattle out of the box, you're going to get, depends on how many hunters you got. If you got 300, you're going to get three hogs right then, and then when they start running, it's on after that. Just start spraying bullets at them.
Yeah. Now, most of your rifles, are they bolt action or?
They're all semi-automatics.
Okay, every one of them then. Okay.
Yep.
And like you said, within 15 seconds, you can remove quite a few hogs with a semi-auto. Yeah. And the calibers that you, do you have different calibers?
Well, we got 308. I've got a 300 Ultra Mag, 7 SDW, and I'm fixing to put a 50 cal online for night vision.
Okay, all right. Well, back to the tournament. If folks want to register, now you're located there in Lone Oak, and tell the folks where you're located, and say somebody wants to sign up for the tournament, the hog hunting tournament, do the landowners a bunch of good and have some fun too. How do they reach you and how do they, you know, sign up?
Just call me at 903-456-3524. And when you get off work on Friday, come to my shop there in Lone Oak on Highway 69 South, right there by the big water tower in Lone Oak. You'll see a big banner. Just come in there and sign up and pay your money and go hunt at 7 o'clock.
And you're ready to go. And right there in Lone Oak, there'll be a big banner there?
Yeah, I'm going to have a banner there out there by the gate. Everybody will be able to see it before they get into town.
Okay, I'm going to leave the number, Jesse, again. Folks, jot this down. If you want to have some fun and help the farmers and ranchers up in northeast Texas take some of these pesky porkers off the ground, here's the number. It's 903-456-3524. Well, and then, okay, so the dates are the 25th, 26th, and 27th.
Yep. You hunt Friday night, Saturday morning, Saturday night, and you weigh in before 12 o'clock on Sunday. That's the weigh-in.
Okay, so the deal is you'd probably want to wait until Sunday. Well, you could weigh in. If you had you killed a 375-pound hog Friday night.
No, you just hang on to it until Sunday.
I got you. And then bring it in. Now, are these field dressed or live weights?
They're dead weight.
Okay, so they've got...
They're dead.
Okay. You don't want to field dress the hog first.
Do that, you're going to lose some weight.
That's right. I'm just thinking from Friday to Sunday, yeah. But as cold as the weather is, being good. Or you could put them in a coop.
Uh-huh. They'll swell up some, but.
Yeah, that'd be fine. Yeah. Well, you've done this 5 years, so you're a trained. You know what to expect. Well, Jesse, this is going to be a lot of fun. I appreciate you taking the time to be with us. And, you know, maybe again we'll get you on our show. We cover everything in the outdoors, and this is granted not a topic that everybody does a lot. You and I happen to be devout hog hunters, but you might hear us talking about catching bass or gigging bullfrogs around this place. But we've been doing it a long time, and I think the variety is what makes it so interesting. But thank you very much, Jesse. Now, folks, our guest has been Jesse Worley, and he's talking about the hog hunting tournament, Harry's Wild Hog Roundup, and it kicks off this weekend, and the number again is 903-456-3524. Jesse, thanks a lot, buddy, and we'll talk to you soon. Folks, if today's show is the first time that you've tuned in to our weekly hunting and fishing show, you've probably already learned that we deal with topics that you may not hear about in other places, but a couple of years ago now, when the management of KETR and I were visiting, I'd mentioned that I wanted to cover the outdoors in northeast Texas on a very personal basis, and I want to cover topics that folks are interested in, but they may not hear about. And thus, today's show, Harry's Wild Hog Roundup, is taking place right up here in northeast Texas this coming weekend. So I think this is stuff that's of interest to a lot of you, because if you're a farmer or rancher up here, you want these hogs gone. If you're a hunter, well, this is another opportunity that you may not have known about. But anyway, you can expect a lot more of the varied topics when you tune in each week, and I promise to do my best to keep you supplied with them. You know, our show has been made possible by the Dallas Safari Club. The website for the Dallas Safari Club is biggame.org, and also made possible by Brute Outdoors, home of the Brute Box Cooler. That website is bruteoutdoors.com, and the phone number is 855-BRUTE-55. Folks, make sure and tune in this time next week, and do remember, Catfish Radio. You can go to catfishradio.com and you can listen to the archive of the hour-long hunting and fishing show we do each week. Also, right here on KETR, all these shows are archived. KETR.org. Click on local programs and then outdoors. And if you miss something, like a phone number or some other information, you can always listen to it there on the archive. So make sure and tune in next week. We will have some more fun.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.